with a lot of these folks.
You had a sort of marriage, I think, of a cool aesthetic, a hipster right. aesthetic that was just right for the times in the first decade of the 21st century, with a what is really a pretty broad evangelical theology with a bit of a reformed spin at one or two points, right. you know, three, maybe 4 points of Calvinism. And as the personalities that helped generate that cool aesthetic, primarily, of course, a character like Mark Driscoll, as they have been shown really to be men not just with feet of clay, but with the whole, you know, from the neck down to be made of clay, essentially, the movement has lurched into crisis.
Right.
You know, when we decided to talk about bandwagons today, I was remembering this article you wrote, Carl, a while back ago, and I didn't realize how long ago it was, but it was back in 2009. It's called Messiah's Pointing to the Door. And so I was looking it up this morning, trying to figure out which article it was, and because you said a couple of things in there that still stick with me. And you said one thing you said was that people want the gods to do the thinking for them, and gods with a little g. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these celebrities, you know, a lot of time it's just so much easier. You hear these persuasive speakers. They stand for a lot of the same things that we do. And we become lazy. And then another thing you said is at the end, you kind of end it with the question is, when it comes to churches and ministries built around messiahs who are supposed to point not to themselves, but to the true door, who is going to have the guts to leave the temple?
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, you're quoting another celebrity there, The Who.
Of course. Yeah, The Who. It's a classic moment from the rock opera Tommy.
Carl, let me ask you about this. Does it feel good to be able to say, I told you so? You know, without necessarily saying it, but just knowing that you could at this point. Does that feel good at all?
Oh, absolutely. It's the best. I mean, what is so amusing to me is that we've suddenly seen in the last month, now that there's nothing personal at stake, there's nothing to be lost
right.
from speaking out against these people. In fact, there might be much to gain. Right. Suddenly, the blogosphere is full of prophetic voices
right.
saying things that, you know, all credit to them. Team Pyro were saying way back, you know,
right.
nearly 10 years ago, Team Pyro right. were saying this stuff.
Right.
I've been saying it since 2009, 2010. Mm-hmm. All of these establishment figures have suddenly emerged, and they're all heroically standing for the truth at this
right.
point. And it's really rather pathetic.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any apologies to Team Pyro for all of the garbage that was heaped on them for calling this stuff early on. I haven't received any apologies from the top men who were sending me such unpleasant emails behind the scenes and telling me to, you know, for want of a better, shut my trap about people like Driscoll. So I have to say, from a human perspective, it is absolutely satisfying to be able to say, I told you
yeah.
also, and I told you. So yeah. many years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Mars Hill Empire and other associated you know, music hall acts. It's very clear that people become so invested in them that even when they're exposed, it becomes very hard. You know, if it's hard for the top men to say sorry to people like us and Team Pyro for beating you up, we got it wrong. If it's hard for them, It's also hard for the what might call the foot soldiers of the movement mm-hmm. to realize that, yeah, we've invested 5, 10, 15 years of our lives in this. We've invested tens of thousands, perhaps, of personal tithe dollars in this. Yeah. And it's been a scam.
Yeah.
Somebody's been living high on the hog on it. Yeah.
Right. Right. A lot of shame involved with having to say, gosh, you know, the movement, the church, the person I invested myself in. Was a sham. That's hard. That's really hard to do.
So
join a church with good polity. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think a good transparent confession, a good book of church, or what we call in Presbyterianism, a book
right.
of church order that connects the confession to the processes for church discipline, nurture, discipleship. And also I would say, particularly to Baptist friends, a church with a plurality of elders. If you've just got the one man in charge, it's going to be a disaster ultimately.
Yeah.
New
yeah.
Testament, I think, clearly teaches a plurality of elders.
Mm-hmm.
Every pastor needs to be accountable.
Right.
Absolutely.
And I would reiterate what I've said about pastors before. If you're a pastor of a church, then be present among your people. I have quite a vigorous travel schedule myself at different points in the year, but I'm not away many Sundays.
Mm.
I'm typically in my church 3 or 4 Sundays a month whether I'm preaching or not, mixing with people afterwards, be transparent, open, and accessible to your people.
Right.
All of those things, I think, help cultivate a healthy church atmosphere where the kind of cults of celebrity that we're talking about here, it's simply harder for them to take root.